Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I'm Dale Lally, your host. And well, the Steelers got through another practice today on Wednesday. That means they're 3 weeks into practices here at St. Vincent College. And there are still people out there, surprisingly enough, who don't think that Mitch Trubisky, or think that this is some kind of quarterback competition between Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I keep seeing national stories come up about this. Mitch Trubisky pulling ahead in the Steelers quarterback competition and things of that nature. Nothing could be farther from the truth, folks. Again, I've said this all along regarding the Steelers quarterback quote-unquote competition. The real competition is for that number two job. Who's it going to be, Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett? And I'll tell you right now, to this point, Mason Rudolph has done nothing to lose that number two job. And I know that's going to be surprising to some people, but he's looked day in and day out the most competent and consistent quarterback in this training camp. Once again, in seven shots on Wednesday's practice, he's the only guy that threw two touchdown passes. The offense lost that one 5-2. Both touchdown passes coming from Mason Rudolph. They do us a two-minute drill at the end of practice. Rudolph was 4-for-4 for 58 yards and a touchdown on that one. Had a beautiful throw to get the Steelers into position there, hitting George Pickens on a deep ball for about a 35-yard gain, and then threw a touchdown pass to Pickens again. And it wasn't bad coverage at all in that situation by Levi Wallace, but Mason Rudolph doing a nice job of understanding who he was throwing to there, put it on Pickens' outside shoulder. Pickens kind of held Levi Wallace off with his left arm, tipped the ball in his right arm, and then caught it with his right hand and pulled it into his body as he fell to the ground. I mean, that it was just a special play by George Pickens, but it was made because Mason Rudolph understood who he was throwing the ball to in that situation. So he's done nothing in this camp to lose that number two job. But he's also, I don't really believe he was ever given a shot to win the number one job. And that's fine. You know, you signed Mitch Trubisky essentially to be their starter. That's what they did, you know, in the offseason. You know, Kenny Pickett's the future potentially at that position. But it's been Mitch Trubisky's job all along. The only question was, could Kenny Pickett be ready in time to be the number two for the start of this season? And I don't think that's going to be the case. And it's not, you know, not because Pickett hasn't looked good, and he has at times. You know, he also threw a touchdown pass in a two-minute drill, hitting Steven Sims on a post that was a well-thrown football. But it's because Mason Rudolph hasn't lost the job. And that's not a bad thing, because, you know, people who've wanted Mason, as soon as the Steelers drafted Kenny Pickett, well, they got to get rid of Mason. They got to get rid of Mason Rudolph. Don't you remember the 2019 season when the Steelers used three quarterbacks? If something were to happen early in this season to Mitch Trubisky, it's probably going to be Mason Rudolph taking over. Now, if that's later in the season and Pickens has had a little more time to acclimate himself to the NFL, then maybe you turn things over to Kenny Pickett. But it's not going to be from the get-go. You don't want to go into the season with two rookie backups behind a guy who's never played for you before. That's a recipe for disaster. And the Steelers just aren't going to set themselves up that way. They just don't do that. They just won't, because they feel like they can compete this year. Now, whether that's realistic or not, you know, that remains to be seen. But they certainly feel that way, and they're setting this team up to try to compete in 2022. They want to win as many games as possible this season. That's the way they do things. And if Mitch Trubisky is you know, a league average quarterback, with this defense, I think they can be pretty good. I think they can win 9 or 10 games. And then you go into the playoffs and you see what happens. You never know. All you got to do is get hot at the right time. But you don't do that by trading Mason Rudolph. That's a tough sell to the rest of the guys in that room, if you ask me. Yeah, we're going to go with the rookie as the backup here because he's been that good. He's been okay. People overreact to every throw that Kenny Pickett makes. There was a play today in practice. He rolls to his left. He gets pressure rolls to his left. A defensive back comes flying in. It would have been a sack. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Pickett keeps the play going because that's what you do. They weren't in pads today. And he rolls and rolls and rolls and finally throws a ball down the sidelines that I believe it was Steven Sims caught and caught it out of bounds. But it was a fine throw, but he would have been sacked three different times on the play because he's still holding the ball too long. There was another situation and they're running a 3-on-3 shell drill. Wide receiver, running back, and tight end all running patterns, and the defense has to pass guys off. And he couldn't find anybody open in a 3-on-3 drill and took off scrambling. And the coaching staff, Mike Tomlin, was like, no, throw the football. Because you have to take some chances in those situations. So he's not ready yet. And as I said before, there's no such thing as NFL ready. I know everybody said, well, Kenny Pickett's the most NFL ready quarterback in this draft. That means nothing. That means nothing because there's no quarterback who is completely NFL ready. That just doesn't exist. There are just some guys who are better than others, but you know, that's just the reality of it. I'm going to take a break. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I'll be back with more right after this. I am Dale Lally here on the Dale Lally Show, and mentioned George Pickens in the previous segment. And I'm looking here at the DraftKings Sportsbook, and I'm looking at George Pickens for Offensive Rookie of the Year, plus 2,500. And I'm thinking there's great value in that. And I'll tell you why. So this year, in most years, you have a quarterback who leads the way in something like that, in the rookie of the year voting, offensive rookie of the year voting. But remember, Kenny Pickett was the only quarterback taken in the first round of this year's draft. He's plus 900 to win offensive rookie of the year, and he's not even guaranteed to be number one or number two when the season starts for the Steelers. So it's going to be awfully difficult for him to win offensive rookie of the year unless something really crazy happens to those guys ahead of him. Okay, so if it's not going to be a quarterback, and none of the other rookie quarterbacks are in a spot where they might be listed as a starter, or even, you know, some of them, a couple of them are the primary backups, but no, none of them are slated to start this year. So then you got to start looking at some of the other guys who might be able to win that award. I think Breece Hall with the Jets has a good chance, the running back. Looks like he's going to be an every down back for the New York Jets. He's plus 750. Not great value there. Not when you compare it to the George Pickens at plus 2,500. Chris Olave with the Saints at wide receiver. That's fine. But kind of like George Pickens, he's got some other guys there. They got Jarvis Landry. They got Michael Thomas. Is he going to be the number two or the number three receiver there? Are they going to throw the ball enough for Chris Olave to win Offensive Rookie of the Year? I don't know about that. Drake London at plus 900 isn't a bad bet. He's certainly going to start, and he might be Atlanta's number one wide receiver. Now, they've also got Kyle Pitts, who's going to be their true number one receiver, but he's a tight end. So really, London's their number two. So that's not a bad spot for him at plus 900. Then you get George Pickens all the way down there at plus 2,500. And we've just seen him make play after play after play in this training camp. And after a while, you start to say, this guy's pretty good. I mean, some of the catches that he had today, the one-handed catch in the end zone to finish off that two-minute drill, I've been doing this a long time. I haven't seen many guys make that catch. The Steelers are going to use this kid. They're going to find ways to get him on the field and use him. I don't care if he's listed as number two or number three or whatever he's listed as. He's going to play and play a lot. He might be the most talented rookie wide receiver I've seen in 29 years of covering the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's high praise. I don't just throw that around willy-nilly. The kid's that good. The body control, the size, the speed. You see it every time he steps on the field, and he's got that attitude. Now, we don't want to put the cart before the horse, but obviously, you know, he's got Deontay Johnson there with him. He's got Chase Claypool with him. Pat Freiermuth's going to get his catches as well. But Pickens could really make an impact on this team. It could be a Jamar Chase-like impact for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they stole him in the second round of this year's draft. It's almost like getting a second first-round draft pick. So while Kenny Pickett was the first-round draft pick, really, when you look at this, it's very much like when the Steelers drafted Stephon Tuitt in the second round in 2014. They almost got two first-round draft picks that year with Stephon Tuitt and Ryan Shazier. They kind of did the same thing this year with George Pickens and Kenny Pickett. Now, it might take Pickett a little while to play, and that's fine. He's a quarterback. You don't want to rush that. But Pickens is going to make an immediate impact for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And at plus 2,500 on DraftKings, I would put a few shekels on that to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. A $5 bet wins you $130. That's pretty good odds for a guy who has a legitimate shot to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. That's going to do it for today's Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. You can listen to all of our shows here. Give us a like. Leave some comments and things in the mentions there. We always like to hear feedback from everybody that listens. You can listen to our shows on the Penguins, the Pirates, of course, the Steelers. And, you know, we also do Pitt and Penn State as well. Lots of stuff, lots of content every day, and lots of great content on dkpittsburghsports.com as well. I'll be back again tomorrow to wrap up what Mike Tomlin has to say about the Steelers' preseason game on Saturday, their first preseason game Saturday against the Seattle Seahawks. That's why you should get that bet in on Pickens now, because, well, after they get through a couple of preseason games, I guarantee you he's not going to be plus 2,500 anymore. I'm Dale Lally. I'll talk to you tomorrow.